Today is Thursday, the 29th of August, the martyrdom of St. John the Baptist, in the 21st week of Ordinary Time. The Kyiv Chamber Choir sing the Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. As I start this prayer today, can I join in with this strong, almost exuberant expression of faith? Can I begin by declaring my faith in my God, my Creator, my Heavenly Father? Today's reading is from the Gospel of Mark.
For Herod himself had sent men who arrested John, bound him, and put him in prison on account of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, because Herod had married her. For John had been telling Herod, "It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife." And Herodias had a grudge against him and wanted to kill him. But she could not, for Herod feared John, knowing that he was a righteous and holy man. And he protected him. When he heard him, he was greatly perplexed. And yet he liked to listen to him. But an opportunity came when Herod on his birthday gave a banquet for his courtiers and officers, and for the leaders of Galilee. When his daughter Herodias came in and danced, she pleased Herod and his guests. And the king said to the girl, "Ask me for whatever you wish, and I will give it." And he solemnly swore to her, "Whatever you ask me, I will give you, even half of my kingdom." She went out and said to her mother, "What should I ask for?" She replied, "The head of John the Baptizer." Immediately she rushed back to the king and requested, "I want you to give me at once the head of John the Baptist on a platter." The king was deeply grieved, yet out of regard for his oaths and for the guests, he did not want to refuse her. Immediately, the king sent a soldier of the guard with orders to bring John's head. He went and beheaded him in the prison, brought his head on a platter, and gave it to the girl. Then the girl gave it to her mother. When his disciples heard about it, They came and took his body and laid it in a tomb.
John the Baptist's death conjures up grisly mental pictures. The scheming Herodias and the weak Herod kill the prophet for different motives. What prophetic voices are being silenced today? What prophetic voices are you motivated to listen to? Is there any issue for which you would be prepared to suffer today? How far would you go in defense of your principles? Had you been an onlooker at the deadly banquet, what might you have done? Perhaps there's something you want to say to God about this. As the reading is repeated, allow your imagination to picture the scene and its aftermath. What feelings and responses arise within you as you witness the death of a prophet?
For Herod himself had sent men who arrested John, bound him, and put him in prison on account of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, because Herod had married her. For John had been telling Herod, "It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife." And Herodias had a grudge against him, and wanted to kill him. But she could not, for Herod feared John, knowing that he was a righteous and holy man. And he protected him. When he heard him, he was greatly perplexed. And yet he liked to listen to him. But an opportunity came when Herod on his birthday gave a banquet for his courtiers and officers, and for the leaders of Galilee. When his daughter Herodias came in and danced, she pleased Herod and his guests. And the king said to the girl, "Ask me for whatever you wish, and I will give it." And he solemnly swore to her, "Whatever you ask me, I will give you, even half of my kingdom." She went out and said to her mother, "What should I ask for?" She replied, "The head of John the Baptizer." Immediately she rushed back to the king and requested, "I want you to give me at once the head of John the Baptist on a platter." The king was deeply grieved, yet out of regard for his oaths and for the guests, he did not want to refuse her. Immediately, the king sent a soldier of the guard with orders to bring John's head. He went and beheaded him in the prison, brought his head on a platter, and gave it to the girl. Then the girl gave it to her mother. When his disciples heard about it, they came and took his body and laid it in a tomb.
It was John the Baptist who urged his own disciples to follow Jesus, yet later questioned if Jesus truly was the Messiah. How does this story urge you to respond to the call of Jesus? Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end.
Amen.